Good morning from Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Russ Servance. Here's a look at your news. Authorities in Harbor Beach are investigating the death of Shayna Umbright, who was discovered deceased on February 14, 2026. Police say the inquiry remains active and only limited details can be shared at this stage. An autopsy is planned for February 15th to help determine the cause of death. Investigators express condolences to the Umbright's family and friends, asking that the community respect their privacy as they grieve. The Harbor Beach Police Department emphasized its commitment to a thorough in-depth investigation to provide answers and closure for those affected. Anyone with any information is encouraged to contact the department at 989-479-3353 or by email at hbpd@harborbeach.com. A former Michigan Department of Corrections officer from Saginaw will serve jail time after admitting to smuggling drugs into a state prison. 64-year-old Kerniff Jackson pleaded guilty to 9 felony counts, including multiple charges of delivering small quantities of narcotics, for bringing drugs into the St. Louis Correctional Facility in Gratiot County about 2 years ago. Due to conflicts of interest, a Midland County judge, Stephen Karras, presided over the case since Jackson's brother serves as a Saginaw County Circuit Court judge. Karras sentenced Jackson to 300 days in jail, giving him credit for 3 days already served, followed by 3 years of probation. Prosecutors did not recommend a prison term, leaving the decision to the judge. 2 others were also charged in connection with the case: inmate Gregory Jones, who received an additional 7-year sentence, and his daughter, Braylon Oliver, who will be sentenced later this month. State Representative Tim Besson, Republican out of Bay City, criticized portions of Governor Gretchen Whitmer's executive budget proposal, objecting to roughly $800 million in new taxes and fees and a planned $400 million withdrawal from the state's rainy day fund. Besson said Michigan families are already facing higher living costs and argued that the state government should focus on controlling spending rather than increasing taxes. He pointed to previous efforts to cut what he described as wasteful spending and said lawmakers should continue pursuing a balanced budget without tax hikes. He acknowledged the governor's proposal includes property tax relief and about $625 million for literacy and student achievement initiatives. However, he said the tax relief should be expanded to benefit a broader group of homeowners and expressed concern that additional education funding alone may not reverse declining literacy rates, calling for policy changes alongside financial investment. He also welcomed continued investment in road and bridge improvements, referencing a bipartisan plan signed into law last year that directs an additional $2 billion annually towards infrastructure projects. Besson said the funding is expected to support thousands of construction jobs and improve road conditions statewide as budget negotiations move forward. And we'll return right after this.
Every February, the quiet town of Bad Axe transforms into the epicenter of one of Michigan's most powerful forces, Punchki Day.
I've been preparing for this all year. Cardio, strength, training, practicing my still-have-prune face in the mirror.
The Punchki migrate from the fryer to the display case in under 14 seconds. It's beautiful. I cried last year. Experts estimate Murphy's Bakery produces enough Punchki in one morning to fill a canoe.
We don't recommend canoeing in them.
I run a tactical Punchki acquisition team. We've mapped the bakery, entry points, flavor zones, escape routes. My cousin's on prune duty.
Not on my watch.
On Punchki Day, legends are born. Diets are forgotten, and Paul becomes something more than a baker.
I'm just a guy with a fryer, doing my part for the thumb.
This Punchki Day, witness the phenomenon at Murphy's Bakery, 110 West Huron, in downtown Bad Axe.
Murphy's Bakery. We bake fresh daily, and today we make history.
And we're back with more news. A groundbreaking study found that the human brain processes spoken language in a way that remarkably mirrors advanced AI large language models. By tracking brain activity during long-form audio consumption, scientists observed that the brain predicts upcoming words using similar statistical patterns. The discovery suggests that the underlying architecture of human cognition might be more computational than previously believed. These findings are expected to improve the development of neural implants for individuals who've lost the ability to speak. And the Australian government has disclosed that the construction of a specialized shipyard for nuclear-powered submarines will cost approximately $30 billion. This facility is a central component of the AUKUS security pact between Australia, the UK, and the US. While the Australian price tag has sparked debate over budget priorities, officials maintain the project will create thousands of high-tech jobs, and the shipyard is expected to begin operations by late 2027, hosting Virginia-class submarines for the first time. And we'll be right back with a look at your weather.
What does life after service look like? Kicking back? Taking it easy? We believe it looks a little different. Fighting for all veterans, making sure they get the benefits and care they've earned, rebuilding communities after disaster strikes, and adapting to support today's veterans, meeting them where they are. The VFW, still leading, still advancing, still serving. Get involved at stillserving.org.